Totally unacceptable - illegal migrants getting vaccines before at-risk Brits at four-star hotel. By Kurt Sindelka on February 13, 2021. Healthy young illegal immigrants have been given preferential treatment in receiving the coronavirus vaccines ahead of elderly and vulnerable native Britons, an investigation has found. Migrants who came to the United Kingdom illegally and are now being housed at the taxpayers' expense at the four-star Crowne Plaza Hotel in London have received free coronavirus vaccinations, the Daily Mail reported on Saturday. One illegal Sudanese migrant, 20-year-old Abdul, who crossed in a boat from the safe and wealthy France 7 months ago, told the newspaper, "I was given the vaccination yesterday at the hotel to stop me catching COVID. There are 400 migrants living here and we nearly all had it. No one I know refused." A group of Sudanese and Eritrean migrants said that on Thursday a mass vaccination operation was held at the hotel. A 27-year-old Sudanese national said, "The vaccinations were given to us whatever our age. We didn't have to pay. We were told to queue up for them at the hotel. None of us want to catch the coronavirus," he said. "This was the first vaccination and I don't know which company made it. We will have another one nearer the summertime," the migrant added. The illegal migrants at the hotel are also not being subjected to the strict measures placed on people arriving in the country legitimately from a so-called red list of 33 countries, who are required to quarantine themselves in inferior hotels at their own expense with heavy fines for those who break the rules. The government has also announced that people who lie about their travel history could face up to 10 years in prison. The migrants, meanwhile, are free to roam into nearby West Drayton to shop for food and so on despite the lockdown. As a result of the Chinese coronavirus crisis taking place alongside record-breaking waves of illegal boat migration, the Home Office has been housing migrants in hotels across the country. Prior to the government commandeering the Crowne Plaza as a migrant hotel, it served as a popular destination for business people traveling in London due to its proximity to Heathrow Airport, with suites going for upwards of £100 per night. Several migrants still complained about the quality of the free food provided to them at the taxpayers' expense in the hotel. However, with one saying, "I was living rough in Calais until before Christmas when I came to the UK by boat. When I was given this hotel to stay in, I was relieved. They serve us too much rice and pasta to eat. It is nearly every meal apart from breakfast. That is the biggest complaint we have." Complaints about culturally inappropriate food were raised as a possible contributing factor to hotel migrant going on a stabbing spree in Glasgow in 2020. Earlier this week, Breitbart London reported that the government has offered illegal migrants amnesty to come forward to receive coronavirus vaccines, instructing the NHS to not perform immigration checks on anyone who is seeking a jab. Boris Johnson's government previously insisted that the scheme would not allow migrants to jump the queue to be inoculated, but this was obviously not the place at the Crowne Plaza. Conservative MP Peter Bone said, "The government has been very clear on this. We are vaccinating the priority groups first. My constituents will find it amazing if we are vaccinating asylum seekers before vulnerable people at greatest risk." A government spokesman said, "We have closely followed the advice of scientific experts on the independent JCVI, Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization, and our first priority is vaccinating the most vulnerable people in society, along with those who care for them, as this will save the most lives. It is totally unacceptable for anyone to ignore this guidance and set their own rules, and we know the NHS in London is taking action to ensure it does not happen again." The government has also been saying that large-scale illegal boat migration is unacceptable for many months, and it has carried on regardless. The decision to vaccinate the young and healthy migrants before more at-risk natives was reportedly taken by local GPs without the consultation of the NHS or the Home Office. The regional director for the NHS in London, Sir David Sloman, said, "The NHS vaccinates in line with JCVI guidance to ensure those most at risk from coronavirus are vaccinated first, and, while this was a rare but unacceptable breach of protocols, we are speaking to the GPs who took this decision independently to ensure it does not happen. The question of actually punishing the relevant decision makers does not appear to have been raised by either NHS leaders or the government, however. Left-wing politicians and media figures have consistently called for minorities to be given preferential access to the coronavirus vaccine in Britain, with London Mayor Sadiq Khan saying in November that so-called BAME, Black, Asian, and minority ethnic, people should get special consideration. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.